Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining us in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And the Chief Public Defender for the 5th Judicial District, Scott Kutcher.
Nice to be here.
So last week we talked a bit about the resources available for the various courts in rural Minnesota. You also talked about the ability of people to get around in rural Minnesota. Certainly public transportation isn't what it is in the metro, so that creates some issues for people to even make it to court to appear for some of the legal issues they may be facing. I'm wondering about people who have their license taken away because of something that they did, and now they can't get to work.
When you weigh the pluses and minuses, I'm going to drive. If I have a job, I'm going to drive, and and you need to take the steps to get your license back, of course, but I don't know what else you do. And a lot of the driving offenses are payable fines, but of course, when you pay, so you're not going to do jail on some. I guess the big difference also with rural Minnesota is you see more of the southwestern, western counties. You get some jail time for some of these driving offenses, which is just, it's insane. I think a system needs to be in place to really assist people to get their driver's license back. Because, I just found it incredible when there's the lecture about, you shouldn't be driving, you could put others at risk. And it's like, well, no, I'm just trying to get to work. What you see sometimes, it drives me crazy with some counties, is we need more jail space. The studies have shown that just incarcerating folks is the worst thing to do. I mean, if you want them to not come back into the system, certainly incarceration, there's a place for it. I mean, let's face it, we need prisons. But the way we utilize it has not worked for decades, hundreds of years, frankly. And the studies are coming out showing there's a lot better way to keep people in the community without having them in jail. But you know what? So much, everything is about money, too. And it's, I think when you build a jail, you better fill it or have it half full, which they all do.
Isn't there an issue with the state doesn't have enough prison space, so they're farming a lot of people out to the counties?
At times when they are full, then they will farm them out to the counties, and then the state has to pay the county X amount of money per day to house them. And it's just, and if you fill your jail at a county level and you have to farm it out to another county, then you're paying that county to house them. And it gets expensive. So I know that some of the jails that were built 10 years ago, they kind of looked at, let's build it bigger than what we need because we're going to figure that we're going to get money from other counties that will fill up. And that didn't work well because some of the other counties, they either quit incarcerating as much or they build a big jail too. So it's a race to who can build the most jail space.
Scott Kutcher is the Chief Public Defender for the 5th Judicial District. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.